Okay, so we're diving into something today that's got medical professionals talking, and that's this CME workshop on, well, it covers a lot: dysthymia, chronic depression, suicidality, even victimhood culture. It's supposed to be like really practical knowledge, you know? And I've heard some seasoned doctors saying, like, man, I wish I knew this stuff decades ago.
Yeah, it's not your typical course, that's for sure. It's the kind of information that can really change how you approach these cases entirely.
And to top it off, our guide for this deep dive is Dr. Greg Dubord. He's, big name in medical CBT, so we know we're in good hands expertise-wise. But okay, enough with the intros. Let's get down to it. What makes this workshop, it's called Dysthymia, CBT's Pathway Out of Chronic Depression and Suicidality. What makes it so unique?
Well, what's really interesting is how it focuses on giving medical professionals, doctors, nurses, giving them actual tools they can use. And not just in like long therapy sessions, but even in short appointments.
Okay, so break that down for us.
So we know dysthymia, it's this like persistent, long-term depression. It can go undiagnosed for years because it's not always as, I don't know, as intense as major depression, but it really affects people's lives in a huge way. And you're saying there's a way to actually address that, like effectively, even in a short appointment.
That's kind of a big deal because, well, everyone knows how much of medicine is just time management, right?
Right, but it's more than just fitting it in. It's about making those, even those short interactions, really count.
And that's where the CBT 2.0 comes in.
Yeah, exactly. So think about it. A patient walks in, maybe they don't, tick all the boxes for major depression, but you can tell, there's this underlying sadness, this chronic thing going on. The workshop, it gives you like specific things you can say, strategies to use right then and there to, I don't know, like plant a seed, get them thinking without overwhelming them or, your schedule.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you're sneaking in these really effective techniques without disrupting the flow of things.
Exactly. And that's where CBT 2.0 is really genius. And this workshop, it gets into this groundbreaking study back in 2000, the NIMH study, where CBT 2.0 had amazing results, even with patients who had, a lot going on, long-term depression, personality disorders, substance abuse, the whole nine yards. And over 85% of them, they got significantly better. And I don't mean just felt a bit better. I mean real change, lasting change.
Those are some pretty impressive stats, you have to admit. But let's be real for a sec. We've all had those patients where you feel like you're barely scratching the surface, where the usual approach is they don't cut it. It sounds like this workshop offers something different.
It really does. See, dysthymia, it's often like deeper than just being in a bad mood. There's this whole thought process, this way of seeing the world that keeps people stuck. And that's what CBT 2.0 goes after. It gets people to like shift those thought patterns and actually take control.
So they're not just like passengers in their own lives anymore.
Exactly. They become the drivers again.
I like that. And that brings us to, I guess, another big part of this workshop, and that's suicidality. Well, it's a heavy topic.
Definitely.
I mean, no medical professional takes it lightly.
It weighs on you, that's for sure.
We all know the statistics. We've all felt that fear. Like, what if I miss something? What do you even say in those moments? It's tough.
It really is. And this workshop, it gets that. It doesn't shy away from how difficult it is for medical professionals dealing with suicidal patients.
And what makes it different?
It focuses on empowerment, not just identifying the problem.
So it's not just about ticking boxes on a risk factor checklist.
Nope. This is about giving you the tools, actual tools to use right there in the moment, like specific phrases, communication strategies that actually work, de-escalating a crisis, reducing that urge to act.
Wow.
It's about going from fear and uncertainty to like action and confidence. You've finished the workshop and you have at least some of what you need to handle these really difficult conversations.
It's like you walk out of there with like a mental health toolkit ready to go for those, high stakes moments. But they don't just stop at dysthymia and suicidality in this workshop. They also dive into something, well, it's becoming more and more relevant to what we do every day, and that's victimhood culture.
Yeah, at first glance, it seems, I don't know, maybe a little out of place, but when you really think about it, when you see the connections to dysthymia, to other mental health stuff, it's like, oh, okay, this is important. Medical professionals, they need to be aware of this.
Let's do that then. Break it down. What are we actually talking about when we say victimhood culture?
So at its heart, there are a few things that kind of define it. First, there's this really strong external locus of control. So, you know, people feeling like life is happening to them, that they don't have any control over what's going on. Then you've got this like heightened sensitivity to, well, to feeling slighted, even if it's, I don't know, not even intentional, even if it's really minor. And then I guess finally, there's this reliance on others to validate their suffering or to provide compensation for it.
Okay, yeah, I see where you're going with this. If someone's like whole worldview is about being a victim, that's going to mess with their mental health. Right?
Exactly. Imagine someone with dysthymia, right? They're already feeling hopeless, helpless. Now, on top of that, you add this whole victimhood mindset where they believe their suffering is always someone else's fault. It's like they don't have any responsibility for their own well-being, for making changes, trying to get them to engage in therapy, to make progress. It can be really, really difficult.
It's like, I don't know, trying to treat a broken leg when the patient is convinced they're never going to walk again, and it's everyone else's job to take care of them, right? Oh. Like, you can put the bone back together, but if their mindset is stuck in that place, are they ever really going to heal?
That's, wow, yeah, that's a really powerful way to put it. And that's exactly why this workshop is so important. It's about giving, you know, doctors, nurses, giving them the tools to recognize these patterns.
Yeah.
How does victimhood culture actually show up in, like, a doctor's office? And how do we deal with that? How do we address it in a way that's compassionate, but also, like, actually effective?
Because, I mean, let's be real. With social media, the internet, this constant, like, flood of information, victimhood culture, it's not going away, right? Mm. If anything, it feels like it's getting worse. So where do we go from here? How do we balance empathy and support with, you know, actually empowering patients to take charge of their own well-being?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, this workshop doesn't have all the answers, but it gives you a place to start, a way to think about these really complex issues. It's like sometimes the best thing we can do is gently, you know, gently steer patients towards taking ownership, help them see that they've got the strength, the resilience to get through even the toughest situations.
That's something we could all use a reminder of sometimes, whether we're doctors or not, right?
I think so, for sure. But let's not forget, there's also the practical side of all of this. For anyone listening who's thinking, okay, this is all interesting and all, but what's in it for me? Let's talk about what you actually get out of this workshop.
Yeah, let's talk value proposition.
Yeah.
Because you're right. At the end of the day, medical professionals are busy. We need to know that. Like, investing our time in this is going to be worthwhile.
Absolutely. And I can say, honestly, this workshop delivers on that front. So first off, you get 9.0 main pro plus credits. And, you know, those are important.
Essential. Even.
But, you know, the real value, it goes way beyond that.
It's about, like, really changing how you approach patient care, right?
Yeah.
Imagine feeling more confident, more prepared to handle those really tough cases, the ones that, I don't know, leave you feeling stuck, unsure.
Exactly. And don't just take our word for it. The feedback we've been getting from other physicians, it's been amazing. They talk about wishing they had learned these techniques sooner. Like, how much of a difference it's made in, you know, connecting with their patients and actually being able to help.
There was this one doctor who took it, and he said, it was like a light bulb went off in his head. He'd been practicing for like 20 years and couldn't believe no one had ever taught him this stuff, even in med school.
It's that kind of reaction we keep seeing over and over again. This workshop, it has the potential to really fundamentally change your whole perspective on mental health care. It's not just about, you know, treating symptoms. It's about seeing the whole person, the thoughts, the behaviors, the beliefs, and then giving them the power to make lasting change.
And maybe the best part, this isn't some big, long seminar that takes you away from everything else for a week. We're talking about 3 hours. That's it.
3 hours. I mean, that's less time than most of us probably spend, I don't know, scrolling on our phones in a week, right?
Honestly.
And yet, those 3 hours, they could change your whole career.
3 hours. Huh. It's kind of amazing to think about that just 3 hours could, you know, completely change how you approach mental health care. But it sounds like what really sets this apart is how it affects the doctors themselves, not just their patients. We talk about burnout in medicine a lot and, well, dealing with dysthymia, suicide. That stuff weighs heavy on you.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just about having more tools. It's about, I think, for a lot of medical professionals, there's this feeling of being overwhelmed. Like, do I even have what it takes to make a difference with these patients? And what we're hearing is this workshop, it gives people that feeling of, I don't know, relief maybe, that aha moment where it's like, okay, I get it now. I can actually approach these situations with confidence.
It's like when you've been wrestling with some problem forever and then boom, the solution just clicks. You kind of wish you'd known it all along, but there's this like relief that comes with it, this feeling of, okay, I can do this.
Yes, exactly. And that shift, it's not just good for the doctor, it's good for their patients too, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you feel equipped to deal with these tough conversations, to help your patients make real changes, it just changes the whole dynamic for the better.
Like you're both on the same side, working together instead of, I don't know, being this like doctor versus patient thing, fighting against something you can't even see.
Yes. And that's what we need, especially now with, let's face it, the mental health situation. It's not getting better, right? Depression, anxiety, suicide, it's all on the rise. Medical professionals, they're on the front lines of this, and they deserve to feel supported. Like they have what they need to actually make a difference.
I couldn't agree more. So for our listeners out there, the ones who are, you know, ready to jump in to learn these skills, these insights that could really transform their practice and help their patients, where can they find out more about this workshop?
Well, we've got everything, the dates, the times, how to register, even an early bird discount if you're fast. It's all up on the CBT Canada website. That's www.cbt.ca. I really encourage everyone listening, don't miss out on this. This is about investing in yourself, your own well-being, and really in the future of mental health care.
Because at the end of the day, especially in a world that often feels, I don't know, kind of crazy and overwhelming, knowledge really is power. And this workshop, it might just be that spark, that shift in thinking that helps you make a real difference, you know? One patient, one conversation at a time.